Good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Lenny.
Pastor Lori.
And it is Wednesday morning. And you can see I'm in a sweatshirt. It's beautiful out. The birds are singing. The squirrels are prancing. But it's a little breezy. And it's
sunny.
It's a little cold. I told Lori, I said, I hope you're warm enough, hon, when you come out here.
I did change.
But anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's Wednesday, and we're so blessed to be here with you. We really love you guys. And I'm going to just, we're going to jump right into it. But I'll say it again. We really love you guys. I never, ever want to stop saying that or letting you know that. You guys mean so much to us. Lori and I personally, the ministry, thank you. And I mean that from the bottom of our hearts. So it's like I could never like stay on a subject.
I know.
You know?
You were doing nose.
Well, this is still related to that because This is all stuff we should know.
That's true.
You know? It's all stuff we should know, you know? And but it's like every day I continue reading and get revelations and I'm gonna admit to you something. There is still a large part of this mind that's unrenewed. Okay? So because of that, and because, you know, in Christianity since 1977, and also, you know, I at times, you know, listen to other speakers and ministers to try to gain, you know, other insights or additional insights. There's still a lot of renewing that has to take place. And I know that as strong as a believer I am in grace, the too good to be true news, gospel of grace, the better covenant, I know that there's times, because of the unrenewed part of my mind, that I will have a sense of guilt, shame, or condemnation. Okay? I'm going to be honest with you. So I know if I go through that, I know that there might be some of you who go through that too. Would you say that's true?
Definitely.
All right. I'll be honest with you, I'm constantly questioning, Holy Spirit, this message, this leading, this gospel of grace that you've given me, because it seems to be a lot of the times in its own special lane.
Definitely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to void out and cancel out all the mixture and all the requirements that are put on us, all the ifs, and you need to, and you have to, and you still are required to, and you still have responsibilities, just wading through that religious infested water, you know. And even last night, before I was going to bed, I don't know if you heard me say this. Did you hear me say, there's more, I have to be doing more, I should be doing more, I can be doing more. You didn't hear me say that?
Nope.
You know, I need to be doing more. Like, what I'm doing is not enough. It's not enough, you know? I start comparing myself to others, to other ministries, to, you know, and Paul says, you know, we should not compare ourselves amongst ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yep.
But I did. And I'm like, okay. Well, I'm not as. I know I need to be doing more. I should be doing more. And that was weighing on me. And then the Holy Spirit settled me down as I was laying in bed. And he said, listen, we got to revisit something. Let's revisit one simple fact. Christ has done it all. You don't have to do anything, nor is God requiring you to do more. Okay? But here's what the Holy Spirit told me. However, I've been leading you to the mirror where you see Christ. And you see his image. I'm leading you to the mirror where you see the glory. And the more you believe in that image, and that it's a reflection of you, then the more, Len, I could transform you.
Wow.
The more I could complete the transformation, and the more the Christ in you will be working through you.
That's awesome. Wow.
Should I stop?
That's enough? You're done. If we all just take that and ponder
that. And this is why in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, The Apostle Paul said, It's in him that I live and I move and I have my being. And it's the Apostle Paul that wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. He wrote, all right, that, but we all, with an open face, we behold, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. We are changed into that same image just by viewing it, just by believing in it. We are changed into that same image by the Holy Spirit. So the mirror shows us what's inside. The mirror shows us who we really are. The mirror shows us our true identity and our true character and our true nature and our true holiness and our true righteousness. And as we look at that, very importantly, as we look at that with an unveiled face.
So what does that mean?
I'm going to tell you that.
Okay.
With an unveiled face, the Holy Spirit continues to make the transformation complete, where it is no longer you who liveth, but Christ that liveth in you. So he was telling me this last night before I went to bed. You don't need to do more. You don't have to do more. There's nothing for you to do. Only believe. Only believe in him, what he's done. Believe and see him. And as you do, Holy Spirit will make the transformation more and more complete of who you are.
Ooh.
And it will be Jesus in you and through you. So we never need to do more. We need to look, behold, believe, and then Holy Spirit causes us to become the you and I we truly are. And we will be operating in the fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit and the Jesus within us, so that, like Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I worked harder than every one of you. No, wait a second, stop. It wasn't me. It was the Jesus in me. And so now, what did I mean by when I said, as long as the veil
unveiled
is removed and there is no veil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is very important that you study out 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Okay? Where Paul talks about the law. The law that was written and engraven in stones. Versus the law. A law of the Spirit. And the power of the Spirit, where God's true holiness and true righteousness has been written on our hearts. All right? When you read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and a lot of you have been sending me additional verses where Paul talks about in that portion of Scripture the law, right, which had been done away with, which had been canceled, which has disappeared, which was only transitional, which was only temporary, okay? And then it compared it with the covenant of grace, with the new, which is here, and it's permanent, which is here, which is permanent. So now whenever it's talking about the law, all right, it's talking about the do-it-yourself system. And this is what the do-it-yourself system is. Plain and simple. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Okay? And this is what it says. And it shall come to pass. And believe it or not, ministers and teachers and preachers still use this passage of Scripture. Okay? In conjunction with our new and better covenant. All right, and it shall come to pass, if you shall listen diligently unto the voice of the Lord. See, it's up to you to listen diligently up to the voice of the Lord, your God, to observe and to do all of his commandments, which I command you this day. Then the Lord will set you high above all the nations of the earth. So, I know you've heard this. That is part of the old covenant that was written and engraved in stones, that was part of the do-it-yourself system, where if you do this, or if we do such and such, then God will. This is the system that Paul speaks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, that was fading, that has been put away, that has been set aside, that has been done away with, that has vanished, okay? That was only transitory. It's gone. It's in no more operation, nor should it be, nor should any minister, you know, use that portion of Scripture, because now it's all the promises, and he tells you this right before chapter 3, if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, is where he tells us that we've been established in the righteousness of Christ. We're in that establishment of righteousness by the Father. All the promises that are spoken about in Deuteronomy chapter 28, all the promises, because we're established in righteousness, because we're established in Jesus Christ, are yes and no. I mean, are amen. yes and amen. Amen. Are yes and amen. Are yes and amen. All right?
Amen.
And then he goes on to further explain in chapter 3, that old, you know, yes, no, yes, maybe, no. It's only yes. All right? So now, keep that in mind. Now you're reading 2 Corinthians chapter 3. So now listen to what it says. And not as Moses, who put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. And that's verse 13. So what this is talking about is Moses put a veil over his face. Not because he didn't want people to see the glory. All right, are you following this?
Yeah.
He put a veil over his face because the glory was not lasting. It was fading. So he did not want the people to see the fading glory. The covenant of law, which was only transitory, which would be fading, even in that day, fading, to one day it would be gone. But listen to what it says now. But their minds were blinded. This is verse 14 now through 16. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, which veil is done away with in Christ. But even unto this day, when the law of Moses is read or used, the veil is upon our hearts. Nevertheless, when we turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. So this means that when we listen to the laws of Moses, when we are taught the laws of Moses, when we are told we have to keep the laws of Moses, something that was transitory, something that wasn't supposed to last, something that was supposed to vanish, something was that was supposed to be removed, okay? We have a veil put back over our hearts. And that veil keeps us from seeing Christ. That veil keeps us from the true, new, too good to be true covenant of grace. Whenever we are told or taught we need to adhere to and observe to and listen to the commands, we put a veil over our hearts. And we cannot see the true gospel of grace, the true message, too good to be true news, better covenant of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we can't operate in its fullness where all the promises of God are yes and amen. If you adhere to the law or listen to the law, and I don't understand why, it's all in chapter 3. Read it, please read it. They don't understand, you put a veil over your face. And if you put a veil over your face or a veil over your heart, then you can never have the Holy Spirit just transform you completely into Christ. Why? Because you're veiled by the law, do-it-yourself system. You could never do it yourself. So this is why he goes on to say in verse 18, but now we all, with an open face, that means there's no veil. There's no veil. There's no law. There's no do it yourself. There's no it's up to you. It's your response. No. The veil is completely gone, and all you see is Jesus in all of his glory and all of his power. And you know it's all about him. And the more you look at him with an unveiled face, and the more you believe the image you're looking at is you, then the Holy Spirit makes the transition, the transformation complete. Not only the transformation of your true inner character, not only the transformation for you to operate in your true inner power, but also for the transformation, for you being able to inherit every single blessing, even financial, because it's already been given and already been done. And it causes to manifest by our believing, by our seeing, and by simply the Holy Spirit doing.
I'm in.
All right?
Awesome.
That's enough for today.
I'm going to listen again.
Listen, if you've been blessed, please let me know. Wow. If you've been blessed, please let me know.
I've been blessed.
All right. We love you, and we will. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Thursday. Lori will be back with me on Friday. Walk in the blessings, every one of them. They're all yours.